Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Mother Teresa once said, "Peace begins with a smile." We live in tumultuous times. There is always a war going on somewhere in the world as we speak. Governments are in turmoil. Economies are strong one day and seemingly weak the next. Stocks rise and fall. And depending on what you own and when you bought or sold, your heart goes on a whiplashing whirl on an emotional roller coaster. This only brings us to the reality that there is turbulence in the hearts of many people today. But, and here's the million-dollar question, how do you find peace, true peace, in the midst of the violent jostlings of life? Our guest today is here to share what he's experienced and the difference that Jesus Christ has made in his life. If Christ's peace can be his, Christ's peace can be yours. You know, God brings someone in today who has a heart that of a mentor, that of a friend, someone who loves to come alongside people, to stand with them, to encourage them, boost them up. And he's sitting here with me in studio. And you know, as we begin our show, we always pause just for a moment to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio program is to lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's quite simple. If you don't know the Lord, you can know all about him, but you don't have a personal relationship with him. Well, our heart, our objective is to introduce you to Christ so that you would know him. He who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins, shed his blood on that cross to wash all your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave, and the living Christ calls you at this very moment with his arms open, his love outstretched for you, my dear friend. And if you're walking with the Lord and you need an encouragement, you need maybe a life lesson today, something that will lift you, well, we're here to build you up, hopefully to equip you. Pastor John Rogers attended Honolulu Business College, the University of Hawaii, Pacific Western University, where he received his bachelor's in business administration degree in accounting. He was an industry leader with Motorola for 23 years and has lived in Alaska, Japan, and Singapore. He's an ordained minister with the Assemblies of God denomination, serving as the senior associate pastor of First Assembly of God Red Hill for 14 years. 3 years as a regional pastor for the Central Oahu region, and is now the senior pastor of Door of Faith Church. He and his wife, Patricia, have been married for 44 years. They have two sons, both of whom live in Alaska, and they are the proud grandparents of 6 grandchildren. Pastor John, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you very much, Danny. I am just honored and blessed to be with you today.
Where did you grow up?
Well, interestingly, my mother is from Wailua on the North Shore and married a military man, left Hawaii when she was pregnant for me. Came back to Hawaii when I was just about 11, 12. But from the age of birth in Colorado, Denver, Colorado, to that date, approximately 11, we lived in Germany, Florida, Maine, Arizona, and then back to Hawaii. So I can tell you my formative years were very inconsistent, and a couple of things that I learned that I often share with local kids is the idea of being a new one, a new person in a school every 2 or 3 years is quite a challenge that would cause you to really develop some skills or run. And so fortunately, the Lord even then, I believe, had his hand on me, where he helped me to adapt and to grow through athletics and different programs. But every place I went, something was added to my life that blessed me when we did return to Hawaii.
So a special kind of attitude, skills developing. What kind of skills?
Well, first of all, walking into a classroom where you're brand new and everybody else has known each other since, for the last 5 or 6 years they've been together in school and classes. Especially we find that in Hawaii, where families were really close, didn't move very much. So by the time I got back here, most of my friends that I started meeting in intermediate elementary and intermediate had grew up together. And so I was a new guy. And as a result, you have to be a little bit more forthright, a little bit more pushy, if you will, to be accepted. You have to be willing to take risks. You have to be able to blend quite well, and those things I think are developed over time as you begin to have confidence in yourself. So it instilled a great confidence in me, often to my detriment. I became known as a joker to a large degree, and those things you have to grow through as well, and that flowed into my high school years at Aiea High School. We lived in Waihewa. I lived in Mokulea, Waihewa, Lakeview Circle in Waihewa, Makaweo Avenue up in Upper Heights. Moved to Aiea, lived in Waimalu, spent 3 or 4 years there, graduated from Aiea High School, and then moved back to Waihewa. So by that time, I was married, got married at age 18. And it's amazing, Danny, as you were reading my bio, the years just flashed before my eyes. And I'm thinking, my gosh, the time has gone by so quickly. I still feel like I'm 16, tell you the truth.
But you have a young spirit.
God is good. Yeah. God has been so good to us in reflection. And part of that, I think, is the embracing of change. That would be one of the attitudes that was instilled in me early, too, is that change is not something to run from. Change is good. And I embrace a changing God, a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but is always looking for change within us to embrace and pursue and engage. And I really get excited when I think about that.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Wow, that's a good question. I can tell you that my mother's family was predominantly Catholic, and I was probably most inspired spiritually in my early years through the variety of churches and pastors that I had made contact with. But I think that I was most influenced by deep passion for athletic star biographies. Hmm. At the age of, I can remember at age 7 and 8, and I know this is back in the early 60s, late 50s, men like Mickey Mantle and Lou Gehrig, and being able to read baseball stories. And football wasn't on my radar screen then, but I was an avid ball player. And these men were models. Mm-hmm. So biographies lit up my life, I could say it like that. And in those days, you didn't hear all of the stories of their lives. You heard a lot of the good things, yeah. Right? And how admirable they were and how honorable. And those images formed me to a large degree. And developed an interest in, what would you say, the character of a man who is honorable. Then I started reading biographies of great explorers. So I transitioned from athletic biographies to historical ones, and that developed a love of history in me, and the challenges that men would engage in to broaden their horizons and overcome the obstacles of the times that they lived in. Those things just inspired me more, and I would travel through books. I was
so
an avid reader.
A reader.
I was a reader. Still am. I can tell you, my wife thinks I'm crazy, but at any given time, I have 4 books that I'm moving on. You know, mm-hmm. like from a mm-hmm. from a self improvement book to a biography to a historic documentary. I have a broad selection of reading material.
It's amazing that you can literally, well, maybe not literally, but close to it, you can travel the world by reading biographies and by reading.
Amen.
And going to, when I say travel the world, there are worlds geographically, but there are worlds in industry, there are worlds in various forms of interest.
Amen.
That you can travel to, and they all have a value.
Deep, very deep.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about history, you talk about biographies, and all of a sudden, I mean, you know, you're a businessman. You got trained as a businessman. So how did you go into business?
Backwards. I can tell you this. From my earliest years, I remember my father drilling into me the necessity to work. From my earliest ages, I actually made decisions to give up athletics junior year in high school, because I love surfing so much. But to go surfing consistently, you needed a car and a surfboard. I don't know if you ever did this, but my first surfboard, I worked for 12 weeks in the pineapple fields of Waiawa to make enough money to buy my first board. And it was stolen 3 weeks later.
Huh.
So the idea of material things, working for them, getting them, and knowing the value of time, the value of money, I was just naturally inclined to understanding at an early age that what I was selling was my time in return for something. And when that started to develop in me right around my senior year, more clearly, I could see that there was a natural tendency. Now, my father and my mother weren't able to help me financially, so that's why I ended up at Honolulu Business College. I had to find the way to get there. Living in Waiawa, I used to ride the bus from 5:30 in the morning and get home at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, the last bus in the Leeward bus system.
So deeply rooted understanding the value of time, the monetary value of time, skill, the inspiration from great athletes, leaders, explorers, voracious reading, a transformed life. Somewhere along the way, you encountered the person of Jesus Christ. When we come back from our break, Pastor John, I'd like for you to share what difference Christ has made in your life. And maybe even before that, let's talk about, how did you become a Christian? How did you become a Christ follower? How does God take a person who is going to have a career, a successful career for many years in business, finance, and accounting, and then eventually lead him to ministry for almost a whole nother season of life, which brings you to where you are today? As you're listening to Pastor John Rogers, his fascinating story, do you know that your story is also of the fascinating type? There is a marvel to it, because God works uniquely in all of us, uniquely in you. And there is a redemptive quality of greatness of what God is doing. You'll hear more when we come back. Stay with us.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So now you get a chance to talk to somebody and, you know, you're looking at them, you see their face, they're well-dressed, you know, sharp looking, but as they speak, then you begin to realize, ooh, there's more to what they're saying than just the words that they're expressing, because they have literally traveled all over the country, all over the world, literally, and then through books, they have read about people, they've gotten into people's lives, learned things, extracted lessons in life, gone to places even where they have not literally traveled, but have been there through what they have read. These people are such incredible resources. They are real gifts from the Lord, because there can be a distilling of lessons and truths and insights that we can grab hold on in our lives today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm speaking of none other than my featured guest today, Pastor John Rogers. Pastor John is the senior pastor of Door of Faith Church. For many years, he was a senior associate pastor at First Assembly of God Red Hill. And even before that, he had a ministry, maybe he was doing ministry in his business as a businessman with Motorola for 23 years. I'm so glad that you're with us today. And if you're tuning in right now, you certainly want to catch the beginning part where he reflects on some of the lessons that he learned, who influenced him most growing up here in Hawaii. When you listen to him, he sounds like a guy that's from the mainland. But then when he starts talking about the places that he lived, you say, oh, wow, he knows all the local spots too. Pastor John is here. Get this podcast. You can get it for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. That and other resources. And here's something else. We are always looking for certain special people like you, whom the Lord is speaking to their heart about partnering with us. You know, we are expanding our program. We have this program, The Good Life Hawaii, and we have our Slice of the Good Life program. it's expanding now. We are expanding now into 37 different outlets on the mainland in a total of 10 different states. So I want you to know what we're doing, and with your partnership, that will enable us to take our broadcasts and our programs to even more people. Would you want to be a part of that? Would you pray and see how the Lord would lead you to stand with us? Together, we can reach even more people with the love of Jesus Christ. Pastor John, how did you become a Christian?
Well, let me start. I'm 21 years old, going to the University of Hawaii full-time. Got a son. I'm driving a taxi, Charlie's taxi, from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And I'm managing a 24-unit apartment building in Waikiki. We're living there. And I was moving fast, as you can imagine. From that point, I began to be aware of the necessity for money at a greater level in my life, and the necessity to get through school. In fact, 2 years later, I left the university. I didn't continue on. And I started in real estate business, started securities, hanging around with a lot of fast-moving guys in town, and living the good life, to use your term. 23, 24, 25 years old, things are moving well. Ran into a wall when I was 26. Left that type of sales environment that those jobs exist in. Started looking for sales jobs that had products associated with them that were tangible, things you could touch. Went into expanded real estate a little bit. Then I went back to accounting. Found out I really didn't like that, sitting in an office all day. And then hooked up with a company that sold industrial paper products. And I've realized that large companies train well, they motivate well, they have good financial plans. So I worked there for about 3 years. And in that process, by the time I was 27, I hooked up with Motorola. And my life changed. I finally found something that I was really excited about as a product, a business, a company. For the next 3 years, I was on a rocket ship from 27 to early 30s, flying high. Good life, Danny, good life. I was making 10 grand a year. You can remember back to the late 70s, early 80s.
Is it 10 grand a month?
A year. $10,000 a year, and it was good back then. Mm-hmm. Well, along with that comes nightlife and comes the fast living that goes with it, the pressures. By this time, I had two sons, and we're living in a small place and still wanting more. And a downward spiral started where I was out more often in the evening, consuming more than my fair share of beverages, and in that I crashed. Now, through all of this time, I want you to know this, my brother, my family, my mother, my brother, we were all going through difficult times with his experiences. He was 7 years younger than me. He became a resident in a ministry called Teen Challenge. At the time that I'm spiraling down, crashing, getting demoted, salary being cut, family getting stressed, my employer telling me I'm not cutting it, my brother graduates from Teen Challenge after 5 years of just nightmarish experiences that our family went through, and I get invited to listen to him speak at a church. And I had to go. My life was changed. I heard something, experienced something. I tell people I met the Lord Jesus Christ that night, that day. And from that moment on, everything changed. Over the next 6 months, I couldn't put my Bible down. I just lived with it. I asked questions. I'm known as a guy who asks a lot of questions, sometimes scaring people with the questions that I ask. But in that period of time, I joined small groups. I went to every Bible study I could get to, found out about the Holy Spirit, started studying that, received the Holy Spirit in a small group environment, became very active in my church. In that 6 months, I was promoted back three levels in my company as I began to understand that there were biblical principles that could be applied to life and business that made sense. Literally, my eyes were opened, and I was stunned with the way the Lord began to move in my life. But typically, as a young man starts enjoying the pleasures and the benefits of the Lord coming to him, some of that can affect your ego. And I began to be a specialist in church growth, church management, church direction. And I wasn't shy about expressing my opinions to the pastor that we were with at that time. Interesting enough, the Lord didn't break me at that point. He moved us. He moved us to Alaska. And
for business?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I took a promotion, went to Alaska, and got planted in a church up there where the pastor was 22 years old, large church. And I began to learn. I was there for 3 years. And I realized what an idiot I was in the time that I had been with my previous church for 5 years. That was in 85 that we moved to Alaska. So the journey began in 1980 with a crushing downward spiral where he literally lifted me from the altar. And I could not, I struggled to be able to express at that time what really happened. It was just so transformational. Years later, I've been able to put better words to it as I began to understand and study about the power of God and what can happen when a person is totally desperate, which is where I was, totally desperate. Good days. I could go on for an hour with that, Danny.
How did Patricia respond during this time when you were spiraling out of control and on your way down to the bottom?
A couple of ways that we reflected on. Because when we were married, we were both very young, and in reflection, we know even now the Lord had his hand on our lives back then. The first 10 years of marriage were very difficult, with me being as ambitious and aggressive as I was. And my wife is a typical local girl, to some degree timid, withdrawn, very lovely, wonderful personality, but shy in a lot of ways. And as I began to spiral, the pressures in the family began to increase. She turned to the Lord. We actually separated for a while, but she started going to a small Baptist church in Manoa and reaffirming some of the things that she'd been taught as a young girl. And unknown to me, the depth of the touch on her life was far greater than I had anticipated, because it was shocking to find out how far she had come in her love of the Lord and the Bible when I first became a Christian. And I can tell you, our major discussions and, let's say, heated discussions were around money, mm-hmm. and her desire to give more to God and my desire to minimize what was being given. It took me another 8 to 12 months to get settled with the concepts of financial management from a biblical perspective. And there were nice battles in there.
Well, you say 8, 6, 12 months or so for you to finally get your mind wrapped around these things. You know, for some people, it might be they're still working on those things.
Yes, I understand.
For some people, it's... You know, that time could be relatively short compared to others. But it was some outward sign of a working that was going on in your heart.
Amen.
A working of the Spirit of God in your heart. I think, Pastor, as you speak, and as I listen, and as we listen, our dear guests, our dear listeners listen, you remind me, you remind us that the Holy Spirit of God is personally interested in our lives.
Amen.
Personally, shall I say, intensely, passionately interested in what's going on in our lives. And sometimes we feel like when we're going down, 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 we're going further and further away. Or perhaps as we go down, 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 we're getting closer and closer and closer, because then our hearts become more and more open to what the Lord is wanting to do, has been wanting to do. And sometimes we need to go to that place and go through those very things. You're today a man that has been transformed, now being used by the Lord to influence and impact many others, but a person of hope, because wherever we are today, knowing that the Spirit of the Lord is intensely and passionately interested in our lives, that alone brings hope. Pastor, when we come back, I'd like for you to share about how things began to turn, and more so, what difference would you say today that Jesus Christ has made in your life? Maybe even so, what are some lessons, some insights that you would look on and say, oh, that's a highlight there, that's a highlight there. These things can be shared with anybody at any time, at any phase of their life, and they will benefit from it, gain from it, their life can be enriched all the more. You're here, Pastor John, to enrich the lives of others in the name of Christ. And my dear friend, brother and sister in the Lord, friend seeking the Lord, we're here. Pastor John is here, sent by God to enrich your life out of his life because of what God has done and will do in you. So stay with us. We'll be back with much, much more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says, Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You.
Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Have you ever gone on a roller coaster? Ridden a roller coaster? I love roller coasters. I've always got excited about riding roller coasters. Something about the maybe the feeling of having your stomach go up to your throat, and you or maybe go so fast and whirl around. There was one time when I was riding with my daughter, in a park in Southern California, and a park called Magic Mountain, and we whirled around so fast, I almost blanked out because of that. But it was such a thrill. But you know, roller coasters are those things where you go up and down and they just spin you around. What do you need? Of course, you always make sure that your thing is locked on your seat so you're secured. But then roller coasters, many of them are made to make sure that you have something to grab hold on. You need a handle because it helps bring you all that much more stability as you're, you know, spinning and going around and your head is whiplashing to and fro. Isn't that a picture of life? And don't we all need some handles in life? Well, our guest today is going to share just a few, maybe a couple, three handles of life. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guest today is Pastor John Rogers, the senior pastor of Door of Faith Church. In fact, to find out more about Door of Faith Church, visit dofhawaii.org. dofhawaii.org. And tuning in right now, you want this podcast, it's yours free as a gift to you. I'd also encourage you to go ahead and share it with others. And also, by the way, if you go to our website and you subscribe, I have some other resources, some more information, some letters that we send out that I just know will encourage you and boost you up. And if you subscribe, you get my free ebook, Paradise Calls, for you as well. So go ahead and check out thegoodlifehawaii.com and you can get that for yourself. Pastor John, insights that the Lord has taught you. If you could just kind of give us a few of the insights in the course of your life, lessons that the Lord has taught you.
Well, let me start with, we referred earlier, we talked about my reading. Interesting enough, in my formative years, the Bible was never something to be read. And I found that within hours after my conversion, coming to the Lord, I had a desire to understand the Bible. But I came at it in a different way, and this was one of the things I'd share with people, is that you need to settle for yourself. Is the Bible the Word of God, or is it not? So a friend of mine, immediately, within a week, had given me a book by a gentleman by the name of Josh McDowell, Evidence That Demands a Verdict. I devoured it. And within a month, I had it settled in me that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, and the Bible is the Word of God. With that being settled, you see, Danny, you and I talked a little bit about intellectual pursuits and understanding. I believe once you wrestle with something enough, you end at a place that establishes convictions. And once you have a conviction in your life, if it's been fairly pursued and developed, you can trust it. From that point on, I began to trust the Word of God. And then I discovered, as a principal, as a new Christian, I found out that if I would teach a Sunday school class, I would learn more than the students. I began to apply that in my career as well and began to volunteer to be a teacher. And I think that led to a meteoric rise in position and responsibilities and incomes. So those are two foundational ones. One is get settled in a Christian spiritual perspective. What is the Word of God to you? Is the Bible a history book, or is he speaking to you today? And is Jesus who he says he is? Is the Bible true? Got that settled, then it has an impact on the principles that you begin to live your life in. I was blessed. My wife and I were, we look back, we came from families that had no money, no background, experienced, I'd say, typical, maybe middle class, maybe lower middle class lifestyles. And we've enjoyed traveling the world, enjoyed meeting people of diverse backgrounds and educations. And one of the first challenges that began to well up inside of me was my stature. It might seem a little silly, but I believe, after years of looking at myself, that many people hinder what God is trying to do with them because of their own view of themselves. That was one of the principles that began to settle in my heart. How does God look at me? And I was fortunate enough to as I'm praying through this, I went to a home meeting at a good friend's house, and a visiting prophetess, which many people have difficulty with, stood over me, laid hands on me, and said, "Young man, I want you to know that the Lord doesn't look upon the stature of a man. He looks at the heart." Mm. And that's all she said to me. I still have that written in my Bible. I began to view myself as, from a perspective that the Lord would look at me, not how other men. You see me. I'm not a very tall guy on the outside. On the inside, I'm tall. Mm-hmm. I started to be able to stand in front of people from 20 to 200, 300 and speak with an assurance that they weren't judging me for how I looked. They were going to judge me for what I said and how I lived. I used to start a meeting in some of my classes. I'd stand on a chair and just tell everybody, "All right, from this moment on, I want you to understand, I'm short. Let's get that done. Let's get all the short jokes out of the way. We'll deal with those things later, and we'll talk about them. But for now, it's finished." I just address it head on. So I had to deal with the perspective of God on who I am before I could become anything that He wanted me to be. I had to get out of the way, in other words. So that's a third principle, if you would. So the Word of God, Jesus, who I am. And then I began to look at, over years now of living, the understanding that life is a journey. What I'm experiencing today will pass, but I should glean as much out of today, the difficulties, the hardships, as I can, because I don't want to repeat the possible lessons that I could be learning today. I don't want to repeat them tomorrow. So I began to realize that we're all on journeys, and where we are, where we're connecting to other people in their journeys can be just a wonderful expression of commitment and faithfulness. And all of that led me, Danny, and is still, I'm one of the things I'm wrestling with today is the concept of God's grace. How powerful it is.
How powerful do you think it is?
I can't describe it. I heard this. There's a playwright that can't remember his name precisely, but he said something like this. He says, "Man is born broken. Man is born broken. He lives, he, capital H, in the mending. Grace is the glue."
Hmm.
I meditate on those things. When I try to teach people about the Word of God, I use some weird illustrations. One of them is chewing, for example, just real quickly. The typical American male, in my understanding, when he's hungry, takes a bite, chews once, and swallows. That's the typical. Some do it faster, don't even chew. But nutritionists would tell you we need to chew on things for a while to get all the appropriate nutrition juices and so forth. I believe the same thing's true about the Word of God. You grab a hold of a scripture, chew on it for a while. And the more you chew on it, the more the nutrition of the Spirit begins to saturate you and soak into you and bring health and bring life. And in that, grace becomes so indescribably rich. I have real difficulties with those who take position. Unmerited favor is kind of a trite definition for grace. But when you're desperate for God's grace, it's amazing how magnificent it is.
speaking of grace, you spoke about Patricia being with you and her, a little bit of her journey when you were spiraling out before the Lord came. And well, actually, the Lord was working even in the spiraling out and in the lifting you up. 44 years of marriage. How has the Lord made a difference in your marriage?
It's hard to describe in clear terms. But I began to learn early on that, and this is in me, that God is a covenant God. Covenants, while they have conditions and agreements, require something from two parties. We chose to get married in a very difficult time, and when many people would be advising us to take care of the problem, if you will, in certain ways. But for some reason, I felt that inside of me, and I wasn't a Christian, that the right thing to do was to get married. Some people would say foolishly. But that point where you go through periods of your life, the first 7, 8, 10 years of marriage, where you're learning who you are. We were very young. We didn't know very much about each other at all. So I watch young couples today, been married for 7, 8, 9 years. They still don't know each other. I can say with all sincerity, Danny, that at about the 20th year of marriage, I began to really cherish my wife. I began to really understand the magnitude of God saying that you husbands love your wife as Christ loved the church. And in that, my view and my perspective of her completely began to change. I no longer viewed her as this person that I've been living with. And it became one in a whole different perspective. I can tell you, the Lord took my wife when we moved to Japan from being a very shy, timid, withdrawn individual. She was mentored by a couple of missionary women in Japan, and she became a leader in a ministry called Women's Aglow. And she began to speak to 90, 100 women. She started to blossom. This is in the early 90s. We've been married for, from 68 and the 90s. We were already in our high teens, pushing 20 years, over 20 years. And all of a sudden, this woman, this girl that I thought I knew, was becoming a ministry leader and a woman of power, prophecy, and depth of love and encouragement. And when I watched that, I just began to thank the Lord, because I felt like He had been preparing her and I for something far greater than we could have ever imagined.
My dear brother, as you listen today, dear sister, as you're listening to Pastor John Rogers, if you're married, not married for a number of years, take heart and take hope. Are you discouraged? Are you a little frustrated or confused? Are you wondering how long will it last? How long will the strain be in your relationship with your spouse, your husband or your wife? Maybe something happened recently. And as you're listening to the show today, you're wondering, hey, can that happen to me? Well, check this out. The Lord is reminding you, me too, I'm with you, through Pastor John, your spouse is still emerging in the glow of the beauty of what God is bringing out. The man that you married was going to be a different man.
Amen.
5 and 10 years from now.
Amen.
The way he speaks, the way he sees things, you keep on praying, you keep on remaining steadfast and faithful. The woman that you married, there is a beauty, there is a glimmer that's going to emerge out of her with a depth. It's far greater and more beautiful than just something cosmetic that the Lord is bringing out. So take hope, my friend.
Hallelujah.
Take hope and take heart. As we take our break right now, as you can tell, our guest has a special grace on him, even as he speaks. And a lot of these things you can't put all together and make it all stiff and formal. Some things, as we talk, just have to flow. And it's the Lord, the Holy Spirit, who's flowing through Him into your life so that you can distill just what is perfect for you. When we come back, we'll have more from Pastor John Rogers. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call, so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you know, some passions just kind of leak out because that's what's moving in the heart of a person. Our guest today speaks out of a heart of passion and gifting. His name is Pastor John Rogers, and you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To get more of this show and other resources and other programs, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor John, what are you most passionate about?
Well, Danny, at this stage in my life, I have six grandchildren, and my wife and I are desperate to teach them the things of the Lord. But in that awareness as a grandparent, we began to realize that there are men and women around us who are growing in the Lord in their own journeys. And our desire is to connect to them. Now, that leads us to a place where 2 Timothy 2:2, and if I could paraphrase it for you, it says, the things that you have heard and seen of me, you've heard me say, teach to other faithful men or reliable men who are able to teach others as well. To me, that speaks of four generations. And if I were to make an assessment of the church today, I think that I arrive at a place that says there are not good generational connections occurring in many churches. Some are doing phenomenally well at it. But my sense is that in the church in America that we have lost the concept of generational connectedness.
And now you're at Dora Faith Church. Mm-hmm. Sister Pastor Mildred Brostek. I mean, we're talking about deep, rich heritage. Mentioned earlier, even my grandmother was a member of Door of Faith Church, part of the prayer ministry there. What a legacy, and you're a part of that. And it's a new season with Pastor John Rogers there. The Lord is moving, and there are a number of churches that are. The church has grown. There's a wide breadth, and in this new season, a season of opportunity.
Amen.
Pastor John, we've got a couple minutes left. Somebody today may be struggling.
Mm.
A pastoral word of hope.
Don't let go. Don't give up. Mm. Don't surrender. Stand tall. Put your trust in the Lord. Don't look back. Look forward. You know, the enemy's going to lie to you about your past.
Pastor, we got about a minute or so. Mm. You say a prayer.
Amen. Join your hearts with me. Father, as we have just enjoyed this time with our brother today. I know that there are many that may be listening today that are questioning where they are with you. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you, through these radio waves, just begin to bring a peace to their hearts in the circumstance that they're in, the place in life, where they are on the journey, that peace births a hope that tomorrow will not be like today. Tomorrow will bloom and blossom into the richness of an all-loving God who wants to share a purpose and a plan for the days to come. Instill in them, God, a determination in their own will and their own spirit to not let go, to get up and get going again. And I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
The gift of the pastor has certainly been given to you, Pastor John. You emanate with this grace of love, understanding, and depth. And you're at a great place, a church with a very deep heritage and a catalytic point in life right now where the Lord is repositioned for something substantial in Door of Faith. And in the lives of the people you minister to, as you have ministered to our dear listeners today. Pastor John, thank you. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Danny.
Sharing out of your heart as you have. In the next few days, you're going to hear inspirational stories of hope and faith. And, you know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. Listen, weekdays, right here, and of course, 24/7, online at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Share our programs. Be blessed by them. Matthew 5:9, Jesus said, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Pastor John Rogers. Find out more at dohhawaii.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave.